The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I've mentioned Gateway to Europe. That is why we are here. So to explain a bit more about this, I'm joined by AD McGuinness, Executive Chairman of Sigmar Recruitment, one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe, and Robert McGuinness-Fodrick, one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe as well. You're both very, very welcome, gentlemen. Great to catch up with you. AD, for the uninitiated, remind us, what is Gateway to Europe?
So it's probably the largest, become the largest trade mission, Kieran, between Ireland and US. This is our 12th year going across. I think we tend to say that the emphasis might have changed, and it'll change again, where initially it was a lot about encouraging foreign direct investment, and still is in part. But a huge amount for the last 5-6 years has been bilateral trade. So we've got a lot of Irish guys here investing in US. In fact, we were looking earlier, there's been a lot of intra deals between the group. There's been companies set up by Irish people who are in America and Ireland, just that we were talking today. There's been co-investments between some of our group and Americans who've set up businesses in Ireland and the US. So it's good to talk.
It's like a roving dragon's den, is what it's like.
Yeah, it's been great. And I suppose that, you know, we spoke over COVID about the serendipity of actually meeting people. And I think you obviously know that as well. And just being here and talking to people, things happen.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, Robbie. Face-to-face meeting.
Well, you know, it's... what happens between us is ultimately what matters most in business, isn't it? That's where relationships are formed, how trust is built, how people connect with customers, with employees, and with investors. And I think when you get a group of like 50 traveling over the course of a week, those relationships are built, they're everlasting, and they lead to business, they lead to investment, they lead to opportunity being created way beyond the strength of the community itself. So that in itself is a big, big kind of accelerator for business. And then if you look at where we are, so Atlanta, for example, so in August, we have a big football game. Georgia Tech are playing in Dublin as part of our Lingus Football Classic. So part of our engagement here is actually to engage with the university as part of the build-up around the momentum. And that game in itself is a huge example of like building relationships with the US that are way beyond business, that are way beyond blood ties, political. It brings sport into this dimension. And if you look at like the what we've benefited from through those relationships over the years, like a big part, a central part, the foundation of our economy is built on that relationship.
I know this is getting a slightly kind of abstract and maybe brings us into different territory altogether, but it's like interpersonal relationships. I talk about them so often on this show in different contexts. They could be about kind of psychology and resilience with kids. It can be about mental health. It can be about business. It can be about politics. I mean, just they're the foundation, not just of success in business. I mean, they're the foundation of so much in life. A good interpersonal relationship, Sadie.
Exactly. And you know, over the years, we would have spoken. We said, this year is important. You know, pre-COVID, we said, this year is important. When the market started to turn and the funding started to be an issue in tech, we're going, this year is important. But this year is important. Honestly, I was planning my trip at home and I was watching Reeling in the Years, 1962. It was like,
right.
It was like,
you remember that, Amy.
I was born in 1964, to be clear, at the end. But the
cube,
you know, we think now we're in a unique situation. I mean, obviously, America was very, very divided then. You know, the first black guy was admitted to university and there were riots, which potentially people spoke about civil war in America. The Cuban crisis was on, so militarily the world was precarious. You know, it's precarious now, but it's not the first time. Ireland, actually, the IRA just stopped a cross-border thing, so it was sort of another peace process in its time. 43% of people lived on farms, you know. So we had our challenges then, and the one thing that has, I mean, without getting too waxing lyrical, the one thing that has certainly stood Ireland, and I think US as well, is this Irish-US relationship. And, you know, we talk about it, we don't want to be sounding too, you know, like we're shillelaghs and leprechauns and crying in our soup, because we did start with a business premise going over. But as Rob says, invariably politics, sport, social, those deals I mentioned earlier that happened with all our group, and we don't even know half of them, I'd say the vast majority wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for those relationships being formed. And it is unashamedly over breakfast, over a beer, over a dinner, you know, chatting to people and traveling in terms of our group ourselves. So it's been great fun as well.
And back to your point about relationships, like if Eddie's talking about historically and some of the key moments that have created these relationships, look at what's coming down the track. I think the big, like they're actually covering a lot of our themes, Kieran, like AI, the impact of AI on work, a tougher economy, geopolitics. These are big, big issues that a lot of global leaders in business are trying to deal with right now. And with more AI in work, it's not AI that will take your job. It's the person who knows a little bit more about AI than you do, but may take your job. Mm. But ultimately, we need to invest as much in emotional intelligence as we do in artificial intelligence. Because, as I said, it's those moments and what happens between us in business, in politics, in sport, in all the dimensions that create relationship, that's what matters most.
Eddie, Trump looming large in the horizon as well?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And, you know, we are apolitical in both.
Yeah,
we might have our personal views, but we are apolitical in both. But you're right. No matter what happens in US or in Ireland politics over the next 12 months, it's going to create challenge and opportunity. So the relationships are all the more important because of that, you know. So, sure, if Trump gets in, he's made noises about what he's going to do. Biden's probably under political pressure if he gets back in to do whatever he's... So we need to be able to deal with those situations,
yeah.
You know. And the relationship has got to be the foundation of that. It's got to make business sense, you know. It's got to, you know, as Henry Ford said when he set up in Cork, he didn't set up there because his grandfather was from Cork. He set up there because he had a really good business for a long time. So I think it gives us the basis to be able to ride through whatever changes are going to happen.
And why these three cities then, Robbie? Why Atlanta, Austin and Boston?
We're in the US not to fundraise, but to friend raise. And again, we're in Atlanta because the game is happening. So we're partnering with the Aer Lingus Football Classic team and we're part of that kind of momentum build-up. It's also a big, big kind of strategic target for Irish state agencies. So Enterprise Ireland to make the big play for Atlanta. There's a lot of kind of US investment that has come from the city of Atlanta. But if this is about bilateral trade, if you look at what will happen in the near future in Atlanta, so the merger between Smurfit Kappa and WestRock. WestRock are headquartered in Atlanta. Mm. So you now find that the largest, possibly the largest, Irish multinational company will now soon have its US headquarters based out of Atlanta. Austin, very different thing. The tech scene is huge. And a lot of US tech companies have relocated their headquarters out of California into Austin. So it's a very dynamic place. And again, IDEA in particular are very tapped into that community. You have Indeed, you have Dell, like big, big US corporates and Oracle, of course, headquartered and have huge operations here. And then Boston, we've long lasting
kind of
relationships
College,
there with Boston College. And we've got the Boston College kind of CEO club, which in itself is the second largest CEO forum in the world. So we have a lunch happening in Boston with the CEO of Cigna Health, who've just made a significant investment in Ireland and possibly more to come. And then Bank of America are hosting us for a CEO forum in the morning where we're going to showcase some global Irish disruption Irish companies who are really making an impact globally from Ireland. And we're very proud to showcase that. And this year in particular, Kieran, we have a number of Irish CEO females. And particularly proud to showcase that.
Well, listen, I'm sure there's been much success so far and there will continue to be. And we might catch up then before the week is out. How does that sound?
Great. Brilliant. Thanks a million, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.